All right, I want to continue on because, look, when people see the case out of Georgia, where this 22-year-old nursing student is, she's running like college kids do. I didn't, but they do, right? And she's dragged into the brush, beaten to the point that she's unrecognizable. Just a horrible crime. And so ordinary people say, wait a second. They see the crimes where the shoplifting is happening. They see and read about the organized gangs coming from Venezuela and targeting luxury homes in southeast Michigan and in Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, these things are happening. And so ordinary people are concerned, everything. Mike Murphy is still with me, the sheriff, Livingston County, Michigan. All right, Sheriff, so what about ordinary folks? I mean, are they buying more guns? Are they loading up on ammunition? Because, look, people are concerned about their safety when they see things like this. What is the real mental toll on these folks?
Yeah, I think it plays a huge impact on the psyche, right? I mean, when you... We as Americans are, it's based on freedom, right? I mean, we can do whatever we want. Right now, I can get up and walk away from this interview if I want to. I can hop in my car. I can do whatever I want. That's the American way, is freedom. So it's gotten to the point where a lot of folks feel like some of that is being taken away in the sense that they've got to be extra vigilant and pay attention to their surroundings, which is always a good idea anyways, but even more so today, right, where you've got to just pay attention. And that's not healthy when there's no ability to be able to just relax and walk down the sidewalk, just relax and go for a run on your campus. I mean, holy crap, where would you think right. You would be any safer, right?
Right.
That's not good, and that is psychologically playing an effect on folks, no question.
Situational awareness. You got to look around all the time. You have to figure out where you are all the time and not just get, you know, daydreaming, not allowed, apparently, honestly. What about the organized crime? I mean, you see the organized crime, but you mentioned, we were talking in the break here, it's not just Hispanic folks that are coming up here. It's not just people from Venezuela, like the case in Georgia. We have people coming from 150 different countries now. We have 25,000 Chinese that have come in, military-age men. We have no idea where they've gone. And it depends on who you talk to. Somewhere between 7 and 10 million people. That's bigger than 40 states. 40 states. This population, more than 40 states in America. What concerns you when you come into the office? What are the things, well, when you looked at this, what concerns you the most?
You know, frankly, that's one of the things that does keep me up at night, because as you point out, we don't know, right? So we don't know, A, who they are. We have no idea what their intentions are. And I think we have a somewhat decent intelligence system, but we really don't know. And there are things that the American people, and even I don't know, frankly, as local law enforcement, that the feds do to keep us safe, but they cannot possibly handle that number, right? So when you've got folks that are here, for a lack of better words, I'll call it a sleeper cell, or, you know, organized, even if it's 20, 30 people, I mean, look at the damage that folks can do. You know, 9/11, how many people was that? There was a ton of people involved on the back end, but at the end of the day, it was a few planes, right? So the ability to wreak mass havoc, casualties, disruption, is real, and it doesn't have to be that, you know, 3 million people or 1 million. It can be, you know, as few as a dozen, and we're in trouble.
And then you do a tremendous amount of damage, inflict a tremendous amount of casualties, picking one good soft target. And look, all over, we have soft targets all over America. Too soft, no, as far as I'm concerned. I think that we should have better protection for our schools, for example, but that's a conversation for a different day. But you also mentioned cyber attacks. Hey, those are going on every single day.
Yeah, our local IT guy will tell you, you know, there's at least a dozen attempts on just the Livingston County system. And who are we? Livingston County, Michigan, right? We got a population of 200,000. Big whoop. Why would anybody want that? Well, there's all kinds of nefarious reasons. So then you up that scale to, you know, other areas where you've got cyber attacks on power grids or natural gas facilities or, you know, any large manufacturing plants or anything like that. And it could cripple a portion of the United States, you know, for who knows how long until they get that stuff sorted out. So, you know, that's the other side of this. You've got your one-offs that are, you know, maybe breaking into a house or, you know, commit a murder or drunk driving or whatever. But then you've got a group out there that is truly hell-bent on wreaking as much havoc as possible through cyber attacks.
Yeah, okay, so here's my last question. We got about a minute and a half left. Here's my last question. Does it change the way you've been in law enforcement your entire adult life? Does it change the way you approach the job? Does it change the way you do training for your deputies in Livingston County? Does it change the way you approach the job? Do you do different trainings because of these sorts of attacks that we are facing today that we didn't 25 years ago? I'll give you the last
one. Yeah, a lot of our training really, frankly, is preventative, right? I mean, what to watch out for, what to do, and try to solve that before it becomes an issue. But again, it's difficult because the bad guys always have the upper hand, right? Law enforcement has typically been reactive as opposed to proactive because we don't know what's coming. So the best we can do is, again, situational awareness. And if it don't smell right, we do some more digging.
Yeah. Sheriff, I really appreciate it. Sheriff Mike Murphy, Sheriff of Livingston County, Michigan, a guy who's on the front lines and understands what we're dealing with. And that border, that open border, impacts everybody, clearly. Thank you, Sheriff. I greatly appreciate you being here.
Take care.
All right, there you have it. So it's not just a problem for Texas. It's not just a problem for New York City. Like he said, his county has 200,000 people. A lot of, you know, farmland, rural land, and some smaller towns. And it impacts everybody. And if you call the feds and say, hey, we've got somebody here who got picked up, they don't care. And they're not coming. Congress can fix this. Congress does have the power to fix that and empower local law enforcement and states to detain and deport. Detain and deport. Detain and deport. And he says load them on a C-130 and give them a ride home with a parachute. It's an interesting idea. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
Happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.